Hey guys, what do Lab Rat, Modern Family, Everybody Hates Chris, Pants on Fire have in common? Well, they have Tyler. Oh my gosh, I knew it. Tyrell James Williams. He's in common. He's here in the studio, and I am so sorry I just messed that up. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
And we party every weekend, so on the radio. Yeah, it's actually Tyrell, guys. I am, Tyler's not here. Neither is Tylan. Right. But we have Tyrell. And what's up, guys? He's forgave me, so we're going to...
Yeah, it's totally fine. Our names are super similar.
They're so
And my name's kind of hard.
No, Tyrell's actually easy.
Is it? A lot of people get it wrong,
really?
So I just assume it's hard.
I think it's easy. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I'm a weird individual, so
that's all right. But it's okay. You are definitely not the first. Maybe not even the first today, but it's fine.
Well, I'm happy I'm not the first. Thank you so much for coming and joining us in the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're so happy you're here. First, congratulations on being 20.
Yes.
You're 20.
I am.
The big 2-0, like, how's it feel?
It's big. It none of my other birthdays have ever felt really different. This one did. Like turning 20, I was like, I'm like an actual adult now.
Yeah. The whole transitioning from adult, like childhood, teenagehood to adulthood is like very fine.
Yeah.
But when you notice it, it's just like, you're like, dang.
Yeah. It's a significant difference. Like, it was weird. I realized I'm not ever going to be a teenager ever again.
You can play it a lot.
But... I can play a teenager, but I'm like, I'm never going to be in my teens again, which is weird because I've been in there for so long.
Yeah, you started at a very young age acting.
Yeah.
Did you always know you wanted to be in the industry or?
Pretty much. Yeah, I saw my older brother doing it when I was like a baby pretty much. And I just told my mom that that's what I want to do. And like, she's like, okay. And she got me into it and I just fell in love with it and never stopped.
Nice, that's so awesome. Because you played Baby Chris, and Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, I did.
Baby Chris. Because it's seriously scary how much you and your brothers look like each other. Like, obviously, you know, your siblings, they do vary from each other, and they can look alike, but dang.
Yeah.
You guys look so similar.
Yeah, we look really similar. And, like, now we're all all pretty much the same height, so it's worse. Seeing us in public, it's worse because before it was like, oh, he's the oldest one in the middle, and then but
the
now
baby.
We're like all the same height.
That's
and we all
crazy though,
kind
it?
Of the same faces, so it's we get a lot of scared stares in public.
Like, what do you mean scared stares?
You're like, there are three of them. Oh wait, no, it's not the same person, they're different people. Oh, okay, cool.
So you guys get mistaken for like triplets?
Yeah, sometimes it's happened. It has happened. Like,
nice.
It just, my older brother looks like a really, like, his 5 minutes of being born first were like a solid 5 minutes, you know. Like, he aged a lot in those 5 minutes. You know, people say we look like triplets. We don't. I don't think. But
so this is your version of like distinguishing yourself.
I guess. I guess.
I mean, it's cool. I'm just like, I think it's interesting because, you know, for like, for a while, you guys were all working at once.
Yeah.
Like, at the same time. Like, you and Tylan, you had TV shows, and Tyler was filming movies at, like, around the same time, the same month. So,
yeah.
That must have been crazy for your parents.
That was... For a while, it was pretty crazy. But at that time, my older brother was, like, old enough to start going and, like, working, like, by himself. So my parents were able to split up. Like, my mom would, like... be with my younger brother, like, some days, and my dad would be with me, and then they'd switch off.
Okay.
And that was until, like, I turned 18, and then they were like, okay.
You're an adult.
You got it? They're like, you got it? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. They're like, cool, we're gonna hang out with younger brother, so we don't need to, like, bounce all over the place. But it was pretty cool.
I'm gonna get to Brockmire real quick, only because I wanna ask it. So have your parents seen... like, been on set, like, as this new version of Charles. Like, the adult version of Tyrell right now. Because in a sense, like, for a long time, you know, you did Failure at a Launch. You did Sesame Street. Like, you were a very kid actor for a while there.
Yeah.
And so now playing more adult, teenage role. That transition is probably different for your parents to see, obviously.
Yeah.
And you as well to be and partake in.
Right. It's very different. And my mom, my dad, my brothers, like, love the show. They think it's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious, too. I was like, the first episode, and, like, you're high.
Yeah.
On that scene, you're just, I don't know what it's called. Yeah. It's, like, a weird name. I want to say Kush or something like that, but it's not the word.
Yeah, it's, I just still don't know how to pronounce it. Cat, I think. It's spelled K-H-A-T.
Okay, so we're going to call it Cat.
Right.
Catch.
I think.
We're going to go with that.
Right.
But, like, and he stopped you. Like, you're running in a circle. You're just super hyped up on something. And then he's like, stop. And you're like.
Yeah.
Like, I seriously wish I could have found that clip because I really wanted to play it. Because your facial expression when you stopped on the mound was everything in life at that moment watching. Like, it was so awesome.
You.
I was like, that face, like, was just everything to me for that scene. Like, it wasn't just, like, his, like, whole explanation of why baseball is so important. It was just your face. As you're, like, stopping, you're just like...
Yeah.
Well, like, what do you want? Like, I'm still hyper here.
Yeah, just still... I'm still in it.
It was really awesome.
Oh, man. Thank you.
I really do enjoy it. But yeah. I'm gonna go, like, backtrack a little bit because, you know, you had your own show.
You
did 4 seasons of Lab Rats.
Yeah.
Which is really amazing.
It's really great. Like, we were really blessed to have, like, such a solid run. You know,
it was an awesome show. I watched it. I can't even lie. I loved Lab Rats.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I thought it was awesome. I was like, dang, I want bionics.
Yeah, and like, I thought that was pretty cool about the show. That it was like they were actually like superpowers like you wanted, because they're like, even like being on set and like acting like on the show, I was like, I don't want this.
And then you, cool. Like, end of season 3, you finally got a bionic.
Yeah.
You got your super arm, even like everybody made fun of it.
Yeah.
Like,
because it was just an arm.
Because it was just an arm, it wasn't bubbly. They're just like, you're not that, like, even though you have bionics, you're not impressive yet. And
yeah.
And you're just like, I'm not impressive. Okay, I'm about to show you how impressive I am.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I thought it was awesome.
It got competitive.
It did. And speaking of all your brothers working at one time, I actually have a clip of something that we're going to play right now that shows you two working together.
Yeah.
If it plays. Because I thought it was awesome. He played the older version of you.
You know everything that's going to happen?
Not everything. Little stuff can change without affecting the big stuff. For example. Last time that was you. It smelled like kiwi for a week.
Janelle!
Oh, that's just painful. You have no idea what's coming your way, do you?
What do you mean?
You'll see. At 8:27.
What's supposed to happen at 8:27?
Hey, Leo!
Hey, Janelle!
So, who's your friend?
Oh, that's me. Oh. Mio. My cousin, Mio. It's short for Meopold.
Mio and Leo. That doesn't sound made up at all.
Oh, man.
You had a very high voice, I have to say. Like,
yeah.
I
had a pretty high voice for a while. And then out of nowhere, just...
Puberty hit.
Yeah. Puberty hit my voice hard.
How old were you when you did Lab Rats? When you first started?
When I first started, I was 14. Yeah, I was 14 about when we shot the pilot.
Wow, you're 14. You didn't even look 14. That's so awesome, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I look like way younger than my age, but...
Because in this industry, that's a very good thing.
Yeah, it's...
Which,
yeah.
We're always told, like, stay as young looking as you possibly can until you actually hit maturity or whatever you want to call it, because that's going to be your saving grace a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't, like, you don't look as old. The older you get, you always look younger than you are, which I have a feeling is going to be a blessing later. Like,
I think it's a blessing for anybody.
Yeah.
Especially, I like the fact that, you know, when you're looking younger, like, it's also fun when you go out, they card you still. Even when you can be over 21, you can be over 18, and they still card you. I'm flattered by that for some reason. Like, at first I got mad, and, like, now I'm just like, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
He's like, I look pretty good. Like, I look pretty young. Here's my identification. You know?
Here it is. I am awesome right now. So you've worked with your brother Tyler before. Have you worked with Tylan?
I don't think so. I don't think I have. Not professionally. Wow.
I really think it'd be interesting if you were on Instant Mom, like, for something, for some reason. I thought that would have been cool.
No, they were, I think they were trying to get me on Instant Mom, but Disney was just like, you know,
because it's Nickelodeon and it was Nickelodeon, the whole contract. It was
Disney. Yeah. But my older brother was on Instant Mom, though.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, he was on an episode of Instant Mom. But, like, at that time, like, getting the three of us to... We all wanted to work together on one of our shows, or on one of something. Because we were like, we have the opportunity, why not? But, you know, it's difficult to kind of coordinate it.
Would you say in the future there might be a brother movie, whether you write it, Tyler writes it, Tyler writes it, and just, like, do a movie together?
Oh, definitely. That's something we still talk about a lot. We're like, we still need to make this happen. Because, like, we want to do it. We like working with each other, and it's easy to work off of each other because, like, we're just dumb together in the same room on camera. So, like,
okay,
yeah, we want to make it happen.
But I think, like, that'd be a fantastic movie. I would seriously love to watch that, to just see, because I've seen all you guys' different forms and just the way you guys act. But to see, I think seeing all at once would just be like, your mind would be blown.
Yeah.
In a way, just like, wow. Like, this family got it. They've been killing the game. They were kids. Yeah. And they're still killing the game now.
Yeah. That's still something we're either waiting on to happen, or we're just going to have to make it happen at some point.
So, I know you kind of spoke about the transition, but how has that been for you since Lab Rats, you know, ended, leading up until you got Brockmire and all your other projects after?
It's, it was rocky, but it ended up being pretty pretty easy, which, like, I feel like I'm bragging by saying that. But, like, there was a time where I just, like, after Lab Rats, I didn't work on anything and I didn't get anything, which I was like, that's expected. I just came off a Disney show, you know. But I'm really kind of happy and thankful that Brockmire came along at when it did, because it had been, I want to say 6 or 7 months since I, like, worked last. And I was just like, okay, I hadn't been getting auditions or anything. And I was like, what's going on? I was kind of like, I was freaking out a little bit.
In the limbo area.
Yeah. Kind of like, you're not working because, like, no work is coming. But, like, you know, you're just kind of panicking a little bit. But around that time, I want to say last May, I got the call and that was booked on Brockmire.
So that's awesome.
Really, yeah.
It's super funny. So it was created and brought to life by Hank.
Yeah, by Hank Azaria.
And I'm just like, what makes you think of this story? Like, was it a true story that he just wanted to bring to life, or something that was always just percolating in his...
Yeah.
Mind.
From what I understand, this was a character that he came up with when he was, like, a teenager.
Nice.
Because he's always been, like, a fan of baseball, and, like, more specifically, just, like, how weird baseball announcers sound. And he's a really good, like, impressionist, and just these amazing voices. So he came up with his voice to, like, make his friends laugh. And he came up with the character of Brockmire and started, like, developing it. And, like, he's been trying to make this happen for a long time, but now it finally, like, happened and came to fruition as a TV show on IFC. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
I think the show is awesome, and the fact that you guys got renewed, I'm excited to see more.
Yeah,
more and more Brockmire, because it was so funny. I was at work and for some reason it was playing, and I didn't actually know what it was at the time. And it was a sex scene between Hank and Amanda that started to play, and I was just like,
"Yeah,
why are they showing sex scenes at my job?" Like, I was super confused because I didn't know what was on the I really didn't understand.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, okay. I mean, this looks funny, and I don't know what's being said, but. Okay, and then, and then I caught an episode, and I was just like, oh, this is, I put it together,
yeah.
And it had, like, a whole epiphany moment, and I was just like, I actually like the show. Yeah. It's funny. He's trying to find himself.
Yeah, definitely.
And like where he is now. I thought it was funny how he didn't know what viral videos were.
Yeah.
In this day and age of 2017 where the internet viral videos are a big deal.
Yeah.
So the fact that he didn't know about it and you're like this tech guru basically to this baseball town.
Yeah.
It's just really funny.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like you want to go to, your character wants to go to New York.
Yeah.
What does your character want to do in New York?
Just, he said himself, he wants to get as much work experience as he can, then move to New York to finally start his life. Because there isn't much life to have in his hometown, he feels like. So he wants to go somewhere where, like, he knows people, like, make it. They have real jobs. You know?
And real drive.
Yeah.
You could say. Because seeing the scenes, I think it was when he first got there was a fire, but nobody stopped anything. Everybody was just going about their day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a fire like right in front of you. Like as a normal individual, you'll say, call the fire department, call 911. But everybody's just like, it's nothing. It's like an average day in your town.
Yeah, that's just a thing that happens in our town. Like our town's been ruined by fracking and like nobody has any money. So like that's just what the town is.
Which is the baseball team's called the Frackers.
Yeah, yes.
The baseball team is just funny. The baseball scenes when he is commentating on them, and there's like maybe 12 people, a dozen people at a time in the actual stadium.
Yeah.
For these minor league baseball games, and he was gonna give up day one or day two. He was there, and then he saw we had one big person. He gets hit in the stomach, takes a walk.
Yeah.
Second bigger person
gets hit in the stomach.
Takes a walk.
Yeah.
And you end it with the one who actually hit a home run. And it was just like, even though it was like 11-4, I think the score was.
Yeah.
That actually made good baseball.
Right.
In the sense of an exciting, full out, what baseball is supposed to mean game.
Yeah. That's kind of like what Jules, who's Amanda Peet on the show, that's her whole strategy, is just kind of luring people in with interesting baseball. With like, Not so much like the unstoppable team, but just like these games are going to be really weird to watch. So it's going to be worth your while.
You know, it makes for a good crowd to come in. It makes for anybody who's watching just to be like, what?
Yeah.
Like it kind of makes you take a step back and you're just like, this actually got a lot more interesting than I thought when I was coming. So yeah. I guess I want to, you know, stick around a little longer. And check it out.
Maybe she's like, okay, I'll see what's going on here, you know?
Because for Hank's character, Jim Brockmeyer, he freaked out, meltdown mode, at a Major League Baseball, and then during his press conference apology, freaked out even more.
Yeah.
And then went away for 10 years. So he's been away from the U.S. for 10 years. And in my mind, I'm thinking, if you've been away from the U.S. for 10 years... Didn't you know about the internet, though? Like, they didn't have it where you went, or...
Well, he would know about the internet, but he, like...
As far as
the way, like, how viral videos and, like, memes are now, it's, like, it was completely different back in, like, 2007.
That is true.
So, like, videos would circulate, but they don't circulate the way that they do now, where, like, you can record anything, and, like, as long as everybody, like unanimously decides that this is the new thing, then it'll like get millions of views, and then the next day something completely different will crop up and be the world's focus, you know?
Yeah, I feel like Jim, like Brockmeyer's character, like might have his own little fan club of, because you know they said he had his own Brockmeyer, don't Brockmeyer or don't Jim it up, or
keep it Brockmeyer.
Yeah, keep it Brockmeyer.
Yeah.
And like when you hear that, it's just like, does that mean keep it real, keep it crazy?
Yeah, pretty much just like keep it brutally honest. Like be brutally honest, because like he's brutally honest when he has his breakdowns. Like
he goes off on like I thought it was interesting. Like not just on the wife that he found dominatrixing somebody else. That's my way of saying that, guys. Dominatrixing everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
the neighbor.
Right.
It is also, I think it was the end of the first episode, the end of the second episode, that she's on the couch, and she's like, oh, Jimmy. And I'm like, okay, I'm confused. Either are you still in love with him, or you want him there, but you have this feeling that you need to be a dominatrix and you can't, like, let it go, but you still love your husband. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about her at this point.
Yeah,
just can't pick a side.
Right. Well, how deep are you into the season?
Father issues.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like she's, like, she thought he was dead because, like, he disappeared for 10 years, which is, like, a long time. If you think about it, like, if somebody, you know, disappeared for 10 years, you'd probably be like, I don't know. Like, they must have. You don't want to think the worst, but, like, yeah.
They might be, you know.
Yeah, it might have been God's will, and that might have happened. But, you know. But, yeah, that's kind of the point. Like, you're not supposed to completely trust her.
Oh, you your fans know. Are nice in the chat. They're yeah. saying hi.
Hey! What's up, guys? I can't see what you're saying, but hello.
They're just like, everybody loves Lab Rats, or everybody hates Chris.
Yeah.
Stardrew wants to know, what kind of sports team do you follow?
Okay. I'm not, like, really a sports person.
So you're kind of like Charles in that way, where sports isn't your thing.
Yeah, sports isn't really my thing. So I just kind of follow whoever's doing well.
Can I ask you a question? Because you just said that. So, in the scene of Father Issues, please tell me you can actually throw a baseball.
I can actually throw a baseball. Okay. I can. I can do it. I was actively trying to be bad in that scene.
It was just, like, the funniest moment of, can you actually throw with your right hand? He's like, yeah, I think so. I think I'm right-handed. I think I can actually throw a baseball. And you would prefer to go watch porn and jerk off.
Which, like, it's... I feel like that. I like that's the mentality of a lot of people now because, like, baseball is, it's not. Jim says baseball will never be born because, like,
it's, not a few things are.
Few things beat it, but, like, okay, I don't.
You said it. I did.
All right. Moving on.
We're gonna keep pushing.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, you try that one.
You know what?
There's so many jokes you can go. I don't even try it. Okay, we're
good. Okay, segway.
Here we go. Different topic. Even though that actually is, like, that was a good point for your character because, like, young boys, porn is kind of the thing now-ish.
Yeah, and it's everywhere. It's all over the internet.
You can see anything. Like, your character is like, I just push something in to see what hole can go in just to see if I can.
Yeah, just like, because at this point, like, but you can Google anything and just be like, has somebody made porn of this? They have. Always. There's always, I forget what rule it is. I think it's no. It's an unspoken rule of the internet. It has a number assigned to it. But it's pretty much, if it exists, there's either porn of it or there will be porn of it. Which, like, I kind of keep that in my mind when I, like, am scrolling through the internet. Because I'm like, could this be... Nope. If it exists, there's porn of it. Close the window.
Would you say... Have you had episode you told your mom or your dad, like, not to watch? You are not allowed to watch this episode particularly. I don't want you to.
Mm-hmm.
Have they actually watched it or have they respected your views?
They haven't. Because I told my mom specifically not to watch the episode that aired last night, it's Friday, on Wednesday, and she watched it anyway, and was upset with me for a little bit, and I was like, but it was in the script, and like,
oh, I have to watch it because I haven't seen. Oh my gosh,
yeah, it's more Brockmire, but like
a little Charleston in,
yeah. And there's some stuff happens. And I was telling her, like, I was telling her, this may be an episode you may want to miss. Like, you just didn't see that one. And she watched it anyway. And she was like...
She was with your character good. Or you?
She was, I think a little bit of both. Because she was... she was just like, it was funny, but like... I didn't like that one. I was like, I knew you weren't going to like it. I told you not to watch it. She was like, yeah, no, I just didn't like that one.
I think I've done that to my mom once or twice. I'm just like, please don't. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell her about it if I'm into them. I'm just like, don't. For your peace of mind and for my peace of mind.
Just don't check it out.
Like Rocky Horror, like that's something I would never take my mom to see.
Yeah.
I love her. And she respects the theater and arts as a thing, but I'm just like, no. It's like me trying to take my mom to Magic Mike. When she tried to convince me of. And I was I love you. I hope you understand this. I do love you.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna do that.
Exactly. Exactly. I was that way with have you seen Sense8 on Netflix?
Oh, no. I've been meaning to, but no.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The second season's on Netflix now. But I was watching the first season, and I was, like, raving about it to my mom. I was like, this show is, like, incredible. It's ridiculous. Like, you gotta start watching it. And she was like, I don't know. And then, like, I got, like, halfway through the season. And then I was like, okay, this show is really great. Don't ever watch this show. Like, don't ever put it on. And she's like, okay. I was like, no, seriously.
Don't do it.
This is not your thing.
And she ended up...
Actually, she didn't end up watching that.
Okay, cool.
Which, like, I'm happy about that. I was like, that was a victory. you can watch my show. Don't watch that one. Because I don't know how she feel about that one. You know?
I think it's our duty as children. We try to protect our parents.
Yeah.
Eventually, yeah. As growing up, they protect us. But now, as we get older, we're trying to protect them from certain things.
Yeah.
And just that mindset, you're just like... I'm an adult and everything, but I'm not the parent. Yeah, I'm making you feel like you're a child for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because don't do it.
Yeah, thank you for protecting me as long as you have. Now it's my turn to protect. Don't, you're not gonna like this. Like, I know, like, I grew up with you in a way. I know you're not gonna enjoy this at all. So, yeah.
I think that's so funny. Oh, but speaking of Brockmire, actually, I brought a clip.
Yeah?
For everybody to check out because I thought it was super funny and amazing.
Yeah,
just the context of that scene is awesome.
I was meant to ask you, why do you work for a baseball team when you are so defiantly ignorant about the game?
This team is the only thing that makes our town special. I plan on getting some experience here, then moving to New York to finally... start my life.
Sounds like a decent plan for you. You probably do pretty well in Chelsea if you just bulk up a little bit. No, because right now you got the delicate frame of a twink, but you don't quite have the temperament. What? I say, you have the delicate frame of a twink.
No, I heard you. I'm not gay, Brockmire. And why would you think that I am?
Because I've never seen you with a girl. You're uncomfortable in your own skin, and you tend to hug the walls when you're in public.
See, what you just described is a socially awkward nerd. That's who I am. I panic around girls and crowds and people I don't know.
All right, but I also used your computer to look up some naked photos of Anne Margaret.
Okay, wow.
And I discovered what you called your inspiration folder, which was really just a bunch of pictures of handsome men in various states of dress.
What you found was my fashion inspiration folder. Okay, did you wonder why 90% of those photos were just of shoes?
I just figured that was some kind of a gay black thing.
Since he just said that, what is a gay black thing?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't know. And, like, that was before shooting this, like, I had an inspiration, like a clothing inspiration folder on my computer. So I was like, this is how I want to dress, like, when I have, like, money and, like, I can buy whatever I want. After doing that, I just deleted it. Like, after shooting this scene, I was like, it's not worth it.
I think it's interesting because, like, 90% you have shoes, which is, I think, is a guy thing.
Yeah, because, like,
shoe game's real.
You know, you're a sneakerhead, you know?
And shoe goals are important.
Exactly.
So that actually makes sense to me for 90%, but 10%,
You know,
I'm like a piece of
the You know, you got like you gotta have like the fire, like jackets, like some windbreakers, okay. Maybe like some designer tees or something. You gotta know what you want. So that when you have the funds necessary to get it, like, you're not just like buying whatever. You know? So you know what brands you like. Hey!
I'm not even saying anything. I really am just smiling because I actually just like how enthusiastic and real you're being right now. So me just smiling is just me just smiling, I promise.
Okay.
I'm liking what I'm hearing. So, like, I'm letting you go.
Yeah, but you gotta know. You gotta know what you want. That's the lesson of the day. I don't know.
Which is, like, especially, you know, with 13 Reasons Why out.
Yeah.
Which is a really important, controversial show, which I think we need in these times, especially with bullying and... Did a campaign with Disney Channel for bullying, right?
Yeah, I was a part of that, yeah.
It was just interesting, like we have to keep talking about it because it's, like something has to change eventually.
Yeah, it's become kind of... It's really... We're kind of shining a light on something that's a big deal that, like, people didn't realize was as big a deal as it was. And, like, you know, what you say about people and to people is important.
And the little things affect the bigger things eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, any little thing you do can lead up to the bigger stuff. And I really think we as a people, whether we are teenagers in high school, whether we are grown-ups, especially if we're grown-ups... You also should realize and be more aware.
Yeah.
Because we don't know everybody's story.
Exactly. You don't know what somebody's been through, like, truthfully. You don't know what people have been through. Especially, like, you don't know what somebody's been through today, even. So, like, you know, just gotta be mindful of what you say. Your voice has weight. Like, your words have weight.
Did you binge watch it?
I did. I did binge watch it. I was packing to go to New York to do some Brockmire promotion stuff, and like I was like, you know what, my flight was like early in the morning. I was like, I'm not gonna sleep. I'm not gonna get any sleep tonight anyway. I'm just gonna watch all of this tonight. And I watched it while I was packing, and it's really
deep.
Yeah, it's really deep and effective. It's a really if nothing else, like, especially the ending, super effective, you know?
I'm super excited for season 2. It's going
to
be...
I mean, I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it, you know?
They apparently started in a couple weeks, actually, filming.
Really?
Yeah, we just had some of the cast members here earlier.
Oh, man.
So they're going to go start filming in, like, a couple weeks for season 2.
That is... Wow.
That's a fast turnaround.
That's a really fast turnaround.
I'm excited. That means we get it quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, we get like 13 more reasons faster.
And it's going to be a different variation, so we're going to see somebody else's perspective, which because, is going to be interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, in and of itself. Especially Tyler's character. I need to see where that's going, because dude's going to go all Columbine.
I don't know what he's about to do.
He's about to do something big. That's all I know.
Yeah. That was something that really confused me. Like near the end of the last episode, I was like, what? Where do you get all this from? You know,
Craigslist.
I
was guessing.
Craigslist, probably, maybe eBay.
I don't even want to know if eBay sales.
I don't want to know. I don't. Oh man,
I don't even want to know if they do that.
I mean, I'm not in the market for one. But, like, do they? I don't know.
We're just going to, like, have our ignorant bliss on that one.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss.
We'll keep that one.
Yeah.
That has respect. Let's get back to Brockmire for, back to it, because I think it's interesting, you know, going from, you know, working with Jennifer, Matthew McConaughey and...
Yeah.
It was Jennifer Aniston, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just say Kate, because I was thinking the Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
From working from that when you're really young, having your own Disney Channel XD show, to working with Amanda Peet and Hank, like, how has that really been, like, working in that environment and with two great actors?
Yeah, it's been really... It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, because, like, when you're with two people who, like, know what they're doing... like to that extent. It's really just like when you show up to work prepared, you just go into a scene, you have fun, because like everybody's prepared, everybody knows what they're doing, and everybody's ready to like put some good work in. So like, it's easier and it's more fun that way, because everybody's like they're trying to have as much fun in the work as possible, which makes the work like infinitely more enjoyable. You know?
Have they given you any advice, Amanda or Hank, as far as like while you're filming or after even?
They definitely have. I'm trying to think of like what they said. A lot of what when we shot was a blur, because we shot 8 episodes over 5 weeks, which is like super rushed. But
dang.
Yeah.
I had to think. I was doing the math for 2 seconds.
Yeah, we were like a month and a week.
You're doing some Tyler Perry filming right there.
Yeah, we were speed running through it. But it was easier, because like they were there and they were dedicated to getting it done. I think one important lesson I learned while on set was if there is no like really no time to be inhibited. When like you're doing like a comedy like this, there's no time to be like like uncomfortable at something you're gonna do. If you're gonna do it, go all out the first time. So like if need be, they can like pull you back or like tell you to go farther. But just like try and be as good as you can, as fast as you can, so that like you can get the best possible work as fast as possible. Because we didn't have a lot of time for a lot of scenes, you know? So we just had to jump in with both feet.
With the renewal, are you guys going to have a little bit more time to, like, enjoy those comedic points, like, at a slower shooting rate, I will say?
I'm kind of hoping so. I'm not sure. But, you know, I'm hoping we get to have a little bit of time. But I did like the way we shot the show, because it the pace was hard at times, but it worked. It worked really well. Like we like pushing forward to get all these scenes done really like brought out some really great stuff. So one half of me is like, I hope we have more time, and another half of me is like, if not, it's fine. You know.
What are you hoping for your character in the new season of Brockmeyer?
I'm looking forward to Charles growing a bit, because he's grown a lot in the first season, and he's going to even more in this the next episode, which is the season finale, actually.
Okay.
Next Wednesday. But I'm looking forward to seeing him grow a bit more and like kind of follow in Jim's footsteps a bit more, which is dangerous.
You mean, but like in the brutally honest aspect, or?
Well, Jim is one of those people where like, if you spend a lot of time with him, he's going to rub off on you. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe in a brutally honest way, but also like in the kind of insane way, which I think would be a lot of fun to do, you know?
Does Charlie get a girlfriend somewhere in this town?
Not in Morristown. I highly doubt he's gonna get a girlfriend in Morristown. That doesn't seem like his place at all, you know?
Maybe like New York.
Yeah.
Take
you
vacation
know.
New York,
he'll find somebody in New York.
In Greenwich,
you know?
Village.
Hey. I don't know. You know, but that's up to the writers. But you know, I'm looking forward to whatever comes next.
Some people in the chat want to know, have you ever watched Riverdale?
I haven't watched Riverdale. I want to.
It's so amazing.
I want to
badly. Especially
with
the season finale. Like,
really?
I actually screamed. I'm not a screamer, or like when I can't believe something, I'm just like, I kind of go into shock or silent. But like, I was just like, no, I can't. No, no, don't do that to me. Like, I was super upset. And I,
really?
There's only a few things I get really upset about when it comes to TV. Or shows I watch. So, like, you're going to get really emotionally invested into these characters and into this obsessive town. Like, this town's, like, this picture-perfect town, but it's not at the same time. their own secrets are starting to come out. Like, and you'll see that in the first season. So
okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I need to see it. I want to binge it, but I just don't know where to find it.
CW you
know?
App?
Yeah. I tried using the CW app, but it had, like, the last, just, like, the last five episodes. So, like, I don't know. I think I'm going to wait until, like...
Oh, it comes on Netflix at the end of this month.
It does?
Oh, wait. May 19th. It's going to be on Netflix. I just remember. They're, like, it's, oh, like, that's a special release.
That's so not too, be on Netflix. Yeah, that's not too far away. That's perfect. I'll catch up on Riverdale probably that day. I'll probably just watch all of it that
binge,
day.
Binge watching is awesome.
It's really great. That's, like, that's my favorite kind of unhealthy thing to do.
I don't know if binge watching is... it can't be.
Because, like, you can... I've stayed up all night binge watching certain things. Because, like, I think it's... What? I think it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I stayed up all night watching, like, watching episodes of that, which, like... You know, sleep is important, but also...
but also, my show...
Shows are good, guys. You know?
What are your favorite shows out now?
Man.
Or that will be coming out eventually, I should say, right. too.
There's, Rick and Morty is one of my favorite shows, like, of all time. So there's, Rick and Morty, Sense8's really good. I'm in the middle of that season now, so that's, like, it's kind of, like, what I'm obsessed with right now. But, Arrested Development, I was on Arrow for a while. Daredevil, I really like a lot. Jessica Jones, I thought was really cool. Luke Cage.
Coming very soon.
Dude, season two coming soon,
very
right?
Very soon.
Yeah, and that and The Defenders, which I'm kind of looking forward to, which is like Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist all in like
the same series. Realm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to The Runaways on Hulu.
So am I.
Like, man. I think that's going to be lit. And Black Lightning, of course. Because right. that just got picked right. up, and I'm super excited.
Yeah, that looks really nice.
It's going to be, everything's going to be fun.
I've been waiting for a Runaway show for a long time. I've been a fan of the comics for a long time.
Some people in the chat want you to be, like, the next X-Men, or they want you to be, what did somebody say? You should audition for Josh Boone's The New Mutants. Or, I don't know.
Hey, I'm down.
Or Godzilla, the King of Monsters.
Oh, man. Listen, I'm pretty much at this point, I'm down for anything. Like, I would love to be a superhero again. I don't think Leo was a superhero.
In the kid verse, you could say he was kind of a superhero. He did do a lot of saving of his brothers and sisters.
That's true.
And sometimes the world when it counts, especially after he got his bionics.
Yeah, exactly.
So, in a realm, you can say it, but yeah, if you mean, like, in a more... Marvel DC universe, then
yeah,
so that would be like more of a dream role to be.
Yeah, that's definitely been like, I feel like that's every kid's dream who's like they want to be a superhero, but like
I want to be Black Widow,
like yeah,
only because like I mean obviously I would want powers like if I was Storm or something,
right?
But I think Black Widow is so awesome because she doesn't have powers, but she's such a badass.
Yeah, she like, doesn't have
she doesn't need power. She's more of a badass without them than she wouldn't. Be if she had them.
Exactly. She doesn't have powers, but she's necessary for the Avengers. Which is, that's saying a lot. When, like, you have the Hulk and, like,
Thor
and Captain America, and they need you, and you don't have any powers. That's awesome.
And, Hawkeye, of course.
That's true. That's true.
Like, they're the only two non...
Like, the only two non-powered members. Which is, that's kind of awesome. The fact that, like, you... That could be even cooler, you could argue, than having powers. I'm like, I don't have powers, but I'm a necessary member of this team. Like,
you need me just as much as...
Yeah.
Like, especially for Infinity Wars. Get at me. Infinity Wars is going to be everything.
That's going to be everything.
It's going to be everything, man. And I can't wait.
I'm so excited for that. I'm also excited for the new Spider-Man.
Oh, Homecoming.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Yes. That looks really, really great. And I'm like... I'm really excited about who they cast in that, too.
Zendaya, Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Did you see their lip-sync battle?
Yes. Yes, I did. Tom Holland killed that.
Somebody told me he was the original Billy Elliot when they did on Broadway.
Yeah.
So that's where he first started. I was like, that makes a lot of sense, because dude is doing moves and heels, and you just better work.
Yeah, I was watching that again yesterday, where, like, Zendaya killed it. As Bruno Mars. to the point where I was watching the video and I was like, wow, Bruno Mars is doing a pretty cool, like, cool performance. And then I read, like, the comments that, like, Zendaya killed. I was like, what? Where's Zendaya? But I gotta say, Tom Holland, he wrecked that. He yep. did that.
Yes,
he did that.
Especially
one.
The ending, you're just like, dead. You win. Bow down.
To yes,
the lip sync battle winner.
Like with the rain and everything, and then
he was so perfect. The hair, the dress,
all of it. All I of don't it was, even man.
Dancing with Zendaya. That was the, like, that was
yes,
the best part.
Like, just man, he props to Tom Holland for that, man. Props for, like, being Spider-Man, but also. Props for killing that lip sync battle, because that was, whoa. That blew my mind.
So, like I said, like we were saying earlier, you've been acting since you were a kid. And
yeah.
I want to know the advice you would give to anybody, like, who are kid actors, or even starting now at the 18, 19, to any advice you want to give them that allows them to, you know, stay humble and gives them a perspective on this industry.
Yeah. I think the advice I would give is if you really want to do this, then don't give up. Keep doing it. Keep working at it, because you're going to hear no a lot. That's just something that comes with the territory. You're going to hear no a lot. You're going to, like, not get things a lot. It happens. Like, getting, I don't know, 1 out of 100 auditions is doing really well. Like,
yeah, you'll hear no a lot, guys.
Yeah, which, like,
it's
yeah,
part
this
of the
is,
process, too.
It's part of the process. So, like, I'd say if you really want to do this, then, like, you have to be ready to, like, to do this, like, completely. If you hear no a lot, you got to just be like, oh, okay, well, then that person just didn't want me for that. And then you got to have a really positive mindset.
So you and your family, you're a very musical family.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you in My Life as Tyrell.
Oh, man.
Yes, I'm bringing it up because, yes, you guys are so adorable. And you did do some singing on the Backyardigans.
Yeah.
Would you, like, be interested in doing a musical? Like, because you know Tyler did Let It Shine. Would you be interested in doing something like that at all?
Yeah, yeah. At this point, I'd be interested in doing it. For a while, I was really self-conscious about it. I was like, I don't want to, like, do anything musical anywhere, because, like, I felt like I was, like, horrible at it. But at this point, I'd be like, I'd definitely be down to do something like that again. You know?
So catch him in any musical. We don't know what
yeah!
it's going to be.
We don't know what it is or when it's coming out. But, like, yeah, look out for it.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
So Brockmire's finale is next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what we might see? Give us some teasers, spill some tea.
We're gonna go out the first season with a bang. I'll definitely say that. And you know what? I'm just gonna say that. I'm gonna let. I was gonna say something else, but I'm just gonna let it hit you. Just go for it. You gotta tune in, and I have a feeling you'll know what I'm talking about. You know.
Will you say the show has given you a lot more growth as an actor?
It definitely has. I've grown a lot as an actor because of this show. Because I'm doing things that I never would have been able to do before. You know, I definitely would not have been running around a baseball field high out of my mind on Disney. But
not at all.
I'm happy that I'm able to say that I have done it, and I can, if necessary. It's like, you need me to run around a baseball field pretending to be high out of my mind? Here I am.
Would you like to do something like Alpha Dog or Lords of Talk Town in the, you know, the indie sense of coming-of-age movies?
Yeah.
Where, like, they're very either politically amazing in just the sense of telling true story with true events, or just a coming-of-age story that is really real and raw to what's going on in today's just society.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm sorry, the question was, would I do that?
Yeah. Would that be something you're interested in doing, like, for feature?
Definitely. Yeah. I'm, like, I am a lover of indie movies. That's something I just personally enjoy watching. So, like, I'd love to be, that's something I'd love to be a part of, because I feel like there's some really interesting storytelling going on in that kind of the indie world, you know. So it's something I'd definitely be down to do.
What's your favorite indie movie?
My favorite indie movie. I think Comet, which is Sam Esmail, who's the creator of Mr. Robot. One of my favorite shows of all time.
Best show on TV.
Yes, right? Hey.
I'm not going to say anything. I agree. I'm just going
to... Okay, it's... Shush. We talk about it forever. But that was the movie he did before he wrote Mr. Robot, which is... It's a love story, but it's told in a really weird way. I like that movie a lot.
Nice. I think we have something else in the chat real quick. Mm-hmm. They told us don't forget about Black Panther. We're not going to forget about Black Panther, of course.
Of course not. It's just, I hate that it's going to be so long before we get it. Like, I want to see
it. I know, like, next year it seems so far, but, like, then again, like, this year first started, we're just like, oh, May is going to be super far. Now we're in May, and it's just like, where did the time go?
Yeah, so exactly.
I think time's, like, a weird thing in itself, mm-hmm. because we're all just like, We're in 2016. Oh, now we're in 2017, but it's just the start of 2017, so we're trying to, you know, start anew and fresh, and we have our goals, and now that it's May, what happened?
Exactly. We're already in the middle of 2017, which is really... it doesn't feel like it. Time's moving way too fast.
And it doesn't. Like, it seems like you think it is, but it's not. And it's,
yeah.
Like, the perspective of it is just fun and interesting, because where is time going anymore?
Exactly.
I'm doing so many things, but, like, at the end of the day... Where is it going? Because I was just here, and now 2 months later, I'm doing something else.
Exactly.
I couldn't believe I got here.
Yeah. Do you mind if I run to the bathroom real fast? I have the smallest bladder in the world. I apologize.
No, we're good. We can actually wrap up. We're fine. We can wrap up now.
Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm trying to, I'm doing this new thing. I'm trying to stay hydrated, for health reasons, but, it sucks.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot this when we first started. Hey, guys, I am Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. That is a host fail. My bad.
Listen, it's...
You want to introduce yourself to the fans?
Yes,
I got so excited about getting right into the interview.
It's okay. I'm Tyrell Jackson Williams from Brockmire. IFC, 10 p.m. Wednesdays.
Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter, at Tyrell J. Will, on Instagram, at Tyrell _J_Will.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We had so much fun with Tyrell. Check out Brockmire, because you will not laugh any harder, I promise you, because it's so funny. And the cast is amazing. You guys have a great night. Thanks for joining us. Bye, guys, in the chat.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.